Go to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter number 4. Yeah, Satan. That's where they get it from. Put eagle. Look at Luke 4, verse 43. So here in Luke chapter 4, we have Jesus Christ, of course, ministering. He is healing Simon Peter's mother-in-law. He's casting out devils. I mean, he's doing a lot of work, right? And look at verse 43. He says, and he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. Verse 44. And he preached in the synagogues of where? Galilee, right? Okay, Brother Kerry, what does it say in the NIV?
In verse 44, it says, and he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea.
That's not accurate. You say, well, you know, it's all in the Middle East, though, you know. Here's the problem, though, okay? Because when you read the chapter, Jesus Christ is in Capernaum. He's in Galilee, and you have Chorazin there, you have Capernaum, okay? You have these areas there, and Galilee is north. Judea is south. It actually takes about 4 days to walk to either location from either location. You understand? Let me turn there because I didn't put the rest of the verse here. So, not accurate. Not accurate. And we know this because of the fact that if he's healing Peter's mother-in-law, that's in Galilee because Peter is of Galilee as well. Art thou not a Galilean? Right? This is all taking place up there. And the argument can be made, yeah, but you know, they... When it says that he's preaching in the synagogues of Judea, it's saying that he like went back to Judea to go preach. You know, it doesn't really say anything else. Okay, well, look at chapter 5, verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Now, where's Gennesaret? Galilee! It's actually south of Capernaum. So all that is in the north. So how is it that he can be in Galilee? He travels 4 days to Judea, but then people see him from Galilee, from Judea, standing on the shore of Gennesaret. It doesn't make any sense. These are inaccurate. They're bad translations. It doesn't even get the geography right. So why would you read it?